WMFO, Medford. Unlike milk, long-distance telephone calls, and library books, there's no due date, tolls, or expiration in the grand hour. Good morning. It's the 15th of December, 2020. Sorry I didn't make the show last week. So we're going to hear what I had in mind for last week. To start things off, it's going to be the highly acclaimed show Suspense. I chose this title because watching a lot of the Addams Family here lately, and of course they have a witch doctor, Dr. Mabobu. So this one's titled Lord of the Witch Doctors. This has an original air date of the 27th of January, 1942.
The thrill of the nighttime, the hushed voice and the prowling step, the crime that is almost committed. The finger of suspicion pointing perhaps at the wrong man. The stir of nerves at the ticking of the clock. The rescue that might be too late or the murderer who might get away. Mystery and intrigue and dangerous adventure. We invite you to enjoy stories that keep you in suspense.
For Suspense, tonight we present The Lord of the Witch Doctors by John Dixon Carr.
Drums were beating that night. The Lord of the Witch Doctors was on his way. 20 miles off the East African coast, fanned by the blistering heat of the Indian Ocean, lies the island of Zanzibar. Here, many years ago,
to be exact, in the year 1889,
three nations were rivals for Imperial German Eagle. At Mogadishu were the Italians, a mixed population boiled along that coast, Portuguese, Arabs, Swahili. On the island itself, Sayyid Khalif, Sultan of Zanzibar, ruled the remains of a once mighty empire, Mohammedan Bantus of the tribe of Zeng. Look over there in the moonlight. That white building, patched and rotted, was the palace where Sayyid Khalif lived with his fat wives and his captive lion. Not far away on the hill overlooking the harbor stood the British residency. The British resident, or crown official, held uneasy sway against German and Italian influence. And at the residency on that hot night long.
Martha.
Yes, Father?
Come away to the windows, please.
But, Father, those drums are on the mainland.
Never mind.
20 miles from here.
I'd rather you stood back.
It's the fires I don't like, sir. You can see the red light all this distance. Having a beano of some kind.
You'd better stand back, too, Mr. Harris.
Oh, look here, sir.
Yes, Mr. Harris?
I've been your diplomatic attaché in this place for 3 years. Couldn't you call me by my first name in private?
Just as you please. Lower the sun blinds and turn down the wick of that lamp.
You don't think there's any danger?
There's no danger whatever, but...
Nero seems terribly restless tonight.
Only natural, my dear, with the drums going.
Everybody seems restless. This has been going on for days. You begin to get in your nerves.
So you feel it too, eh?
And I do wish Sayed Califf wouldn't tease Nero. Jab at him with a meat fork and that kind of thing. If that lion ever got loose...
Nerves, my dear. Nothing but nerves.
Let's face it, sir. There's something very queer going on over on that mainland.
Well, suppose there is.
All we know is what Nyoka knows. This great witch doctor, whoever he is, has been making a triumphal progress to the coast. The whole bush is afraid of him.
You alarm me.
Nyoka says he's got horns. Can make himself 7 feet tall. Like stretching an accordion.
Oh, really, Bill Harris?
Well, I don't say I believe it. I say it might be dangerous. Now, for instance, could this be one of Dr. Schmidt's tricks?
Dr. Schmidt is a friend of ours.
Yes, he's also head of the German East Africa Company.
Dr. Schmidt is a gentleman.
Look at that coast over there. He's got every native chief in his pocket.
Dr. Schmidt assured me that the German emperor has no more territorial claims in East Africa.
We get our trade concessions from Sayed Califf. Sayed's our only friend, but we can't even be sure of him. The Germans give him trade gin and a grand piano. The Italians give him 3 new wives for his harem. What do we give him?
I have no instructions from London about the situation in this island.
No. Somebody in Whitehall probably forgot to post them.
For the last time, Mr. Harris, I will not hear His Majesty's government criticized like that.
Sorry. Sorry.
These things take time. If there's any danger, we'll be notified in due course.
Listen.
Though they're only our own natives, they beat their own drums, you know.
Somebody went past that window.
That's probably only Nyoka, my dear. Surely you're not afraid of our own servant.
No, but I...
Master!
Nyoka, listen to me. Don't hang on to that big curtain. You'll pull it down. Now stand up straight and tell me. What is it?
He here, Bwana. He here. Yes, please.
Who's here?
Big witch doctor here. Yes, please. He come up path in moonlight. He walk slow. Boom, boom. He got big teeth eat with me outside front door now.
What is that?
The drums have stopped.
Nyoka's right, sir. We have got a visitor. There's somebody coming down the hall.
Better turn down that lamp, Martha.
I can't seem to find the lamp. My fingers are all thumbs.
There's a revolver in the table drawer behind you, sir.
I don't need it. Stand perfectly still, all of you.
Now, please, friends all, don't be alarmed.
Are you English?
That's right, miss. Born and bred in Streatham. Which of you is the British consul?
I am the British resident, sir. My name is Richardson. May I ask the meaning of this tomfoolery?
Well, that's just what I'm here to tell you. Or maybe I'd better show you. Now, observe me right hand. I hold it up so, and as I live, a lighted cigar. But perhaps the lady doesn't like smoking in the drawing room. Now, look here. There's nothing up my sleeves. I wouldn't deceive you for the world. I turn over my hand, and would you believe it? A glass of water.
Is this man insane?
Father... I think he's trying to tell you he's a magician.
That's right, miss. Direct from the Egyptian hall, Piccadilly. Animal taming and magic. That's my line.
Then you're the famous witch doctor that's got all the natives in an uproar?
Nobody else, young fella.
Yes, well, you tell us what you mean by this nonsense. Scaring everybody when there's no danger.
No danger? I suppose you haven't heard about Sayed Califf and his Gatling guns?
Gatling guns?
Kindly presented by Dr. Otto Schmidt. And believe me... All you've got is an appointment with a Gatling gun, unless my nonsense steps in. Here, take a look at this.
But you can't be from the British Foreign Office.
Well, that's just what I am, Governor. Going up in the world, don't you think? By the way, I'd better give you your instructions. The envelope's pretty dirty and a little bit smelly from being under my furs and devil paint, but...
Read it, sir. Go on and read it.
Foreign Office, Whitehall. British Consul, Zanzibar. Bearer of this letter, the great Mephisto...
That's me. Real name, Barney Ick.
They must be out of their minds.
Are they? Listen, old man. I've been 3 weeks in that jungle with a Swahili interpreter. I've been bitten and stung and fried to death. But Schmidt or no Schmidt, I've got those native chiefs just where I want them. You see what happens when I announce I'm a friend of the great White Queen... Why, you'll have him eaten out of your hand.
Well, that's true.
And all we've got to do is get around Sayed Califf here on this island.
But do we need to get around him?
The young lady, be good enough not to speak until you're spoken to.
Oh, I'm sorry, Father. Sayed may be lazy and as fat as a hippopotamus. He's rather a fine old boy.
Is he?
You said something about Gatling guns.
Now, listen. Here's the game.
Father, I don't like this.
I've never heard Nero as restless as that.
Never mind Nero. Go on.
Well, I came over here tonight in a steam launch. Tomorrow I'm paying my state visit to the great Sultan Sayyid Caliph. Now, you present me as your friend and a friend of the great White Queen, and I do me best tricks at... Is anything wrong with your native boy?
Nioka, be still.
You're not afraid of our witch doctor friend, are you?
No, I good Christian.
Yeah, what are you doing? Come out from under that sofa.
But, Bwana, I see something. I look out through windows. Let's see Bwana Baldhead coming up path.
Bwana Baldhead?
That's Dr. Schmidt.
Dr. Schmidt? Well, he mustn't find me here.
Yes, I quite agree. This is most irregular.
Is there a back way out of here?
Yes, through that arch. Stay in the back room. Nioka will show you.
Me go with witch doctor.
Yes, hurry, please.
I know like...
Never mind what you like. You go.
I'll like, master.
All right, they've gone.
Yes, about time, too. Well, good evening, Dr. Schmidt. Pleasure to see you. Always a pleasure to see you.
Ah, my friends. I wish I could say it was such a pleasure to see you.
Isn't it, Doctor?
This at any time but now. Do not mistake me, I beg of you. No, it is that confounded lion, Nero. Always I say it will happen, and now it has happened.
What about Nero?
My friends, I regret. He has made his kill. Just tasted blood.
What's that?
You permit that I sit down and take off my sun helmet. I am not young and I'm tired.
It's not Sayyid Caliph.
Yeah, it is so. Just tease that lion once too often.
Oh, poor old boy. He was our friend. He's not dead.
Yeah, I regret. Yeah, he is dead. Sultan of Zanzibar is dead.
Oh, God. But how did the lion ever get at him?
He drank too much pumba. That was his trouble. He got drunk and think he can do too much. So he opened the door and went to the lion's cage.
Into the cage?
Yeah, would you believe it?
Not easily.
But it is true. Over to Paris, there is what you call gnashing of teeth. His son Nobius in tears.
Did you see this happen, Doctor?
No. I go there later and they tell me. It's all of us because of some foolish toy, doom head toy, that he has been struck over the head and thrown into the cage by someone who did not like him.
That's more likely, if you ask me.
My friend, it is foolishness. Everybody liked old man. He was a father to his people and a kind friend.
Doctor, are you telling us that Said may have been put into that cage unconscious?
It is what one African soldier says, yeah.
Well, then he may still be alive.
Life? It is impossible.
It's more than possible. A lion may maul an unconscious man, but it doesn't often kill him. This is vital. Vital to Said himself and others as well. You're a doctor. Can't you go and make sure?
My friend, I regret. I am not that kind of a doctor.
Harris, you may be right. I think I'd better go myself.
Is this a good idea, sir? I'll stay here and entertain Dr. Schmidt. Unless, of course, he wants to go, too.
No. I thank you. I do not like sights of that sort. I have a tender heart and I have illnesses. Besides, you can do nothing. I tell you, he is dead.
Yes, we'll see. Martha, you better come with me. Your nurse's training may be of some use at last.
Of course. Hadn't we better go the back way and speak to Nioka?
Yes. Nioka mustn't be troubled in that back room.
A very good evening to you, Dr. Schmidt.
Ah, Mr. Harris. They have good hearts, but they're so foolish. I would give my own right arm to aid that poor man. But, well, we must have philosophy. We must cheer up, bear it.
Yes. Now, Doctor, we're all alone.
So we are. We must sit down and have a nice, comfortable chat. Yes?
Definitely, yes.
Oh.
I wanted to have a word with you anyway.
Ah, so? About what, Mr. Harris?
Oh, various things.
I am happy to give you all the time in the world. I like talking to young people. It makes me feel young again myself.
Like Nobi?
Nobi?
Sayyid Caliph's eldest son, the new sultan.
Ah, one fine young man. Or a savage.
Yes, but weak, easy to manage, and very fond of his father, too. It's a wonder he didn't have the lion shot after they got the body away.
Shot with what, my friend? I beg your pardon, Emil. I do not consider the matters funny. No. But shot with what? These brutes, they have nothing but loading muskets. Kill Nero with those? No.
Suppose they had Gatling guns.
Pardon?
Just suppose that, of course.
Of course.
Well?
Ach, my friend. Gatlings would be of no better use. You only wound. To kill a lion, you must reach the eye or heart with a high-power bullet. What is the matter with us? Why are we talking of these things?
Talking of death, you mean? Of Sayyid Khalif, who gave all the trade concessions on Zanzibar to the British?
My friend, I was talking about express rifles.
Look here, don't you find it warm in here?
Yeah, a little.
Yes, it smells of animal's fur, doesn't it? I'll just raise those sun blinds.
No. You must not trouble yourself to do that.
It's no trouble.
I beg of you not to trouble. It is not necessary.
Doctor, you've been mopping your forehead ever since you've been here. A little fresh air never hurt anybody. Here. Isn't that better?
Much. Much. Why not sit down, my boy, and we have a nice chat? It's a
fine enough night. No smell of the animal's cage here.
My friend, you talk like a hunter.
Yes. Or a victim. Yes, it's a fine night. At least for this part of the world. Fire still burning on the mainland. I wonder if that's a good sign.
Of what?
I wish I knew. And the sea is like skim milk under the moon. And good Lord.
What is it? What make you jump?
Look there, in the harbor.
My friend, I see nothing. Perhaps if I take off my spectacles and dive...
Why, man, you must see it. In the harbor, out at the left there, beyond the shadow of those big palm trees. Don't you see our riding lights? It looks like... By George, it is. It's a warship.
It is only a German gunboat, my friend. Only a very little German gunboat.
German gunboat.
My friend, you must not be so distrustful. That is not kind.
Let me get a telescope.
But I tell you who she is. It is nothing. She is on what you call a goodwill tour. You're not angry.
Angry? My friend.
Well, I did not know. I could not guess. That is, the Englanders are hard to understand.
We know that ourselves.
I tell you something in confidence. The Germans are sensitive. The British objected. The natives feel too strong. I tell the gunboat to go away. I fire an express rifle. It has a sound. Boom! You cannot mistake one another. That is why I think of an express rifle. But if nobody will object...
Why, not the least bit. Tell me, Doctor. Do you like it here on this island?
Well, it is not Berlin.
Don't you ever want to get away from a forsaken mud heap like this?
My friend, I am a German. My duty is here, as I stay here.
Yes, I know. Between ourselves, that's exactly my position.
But you are young.
That's not the point. It's the importance of the job. The British don't rule Zanzibar. We hold the trade concessions from Sayyid Khalif, and our residency has to protect them. But even you, Doctor, would be surprised at the amount of trade that we have to protect and the revenue that comes out of this island.
Is it so now? You don't say so.
I do say so.
Is it so much?
More than you think. Of course, I'm not allowed to give you any figures.
No. Of course not. I would not dream of asking you. How much would you say it comes to, roughly?
Oh, come now, Doctor. As one gentleman to another, you're not asking me to give away secrets.
Oh, no. That's only a joke, you understand. Please do not try to uptrip me. I would try to pull your leg, and it was only a joke, believe me.
Yes. It's all in the game, as it were.
Yes, all in the game, as gentlemen.
Oh, Doctor, you're quite a humorist.
You're not offended?
Not at all. No, as I was saying, I hold a rather important job. Of course, Mr. Richardson holds an even more important one. He's been very friendly with old Sayyid Khalifa on this job. Of course, you know what that job is?
Of course. He's the British consul. What is the matter with you? I'm not smiling any longer. Why are you looking at me like that?
So that's it. That's the game. You made exactly the same mistake that he did.
Yes, who did?
Dr. Schmidt, have you met the great lord of the witch doctors? The maker of spells and the tamer of lions?
I am a good Christian. I pay no attention to what natives say. I do not believe in witch doctors.
No, neither do I. Not in this one, at any rate.
What one?
The witch doctor who came here tonight and said that he was on a mission for the British Foreign Office. He's an imposter from the word go, and you're working with him. Oh, don't upset your chair like that, Dr. Schmidt. Because if you fall on it, you may hurt yourself.
I have not hurt myself, young man.
Oh, yes, you have. The fellow who came here tonight addressed Mr. Richardson as the British consul. That might have been a slip of the tongue. But then you see the letter on the table there?
I have eyesight, I thank you.
That letter is supposed to come from the Foreign Office. And it calls him the British consul, too. I heard it read aloud. The Foreign Office may make mistakes, but they don't make mistakes like that. That letter, Doctor, is a forgery. It was forged by a German, and probably by the German who calls himself Barney Hicks, or the Great Mephisto. He's in the back room now.
No, he's not, Governor. He's standing in the doorway behind you now.
Yes, I thought I heard you.
But don't turn around to look at me. I'm just warning you.
Have you got anything to enforce that?
Yes. I've got a 500 express rifle that could smear you all over the opposite wall.
Carl, Pastor Joachim Matust.
No,
what the kind of...
Well, if you fellows are going to shoot me, I wish you'd speak English about it.
Carl, I beg of you. No. Don't fire that rifle.
Exactly. You see, Carl, I'm turning around.
This is all very... Now, Carl.
You see what the doctor means, Carl? If you fire that rifle, you'll send your gunboat out of that harbor just when you need it. Isn't that the signal, Doctor, to send the gunboat away?
Carl, I beg of
you. Yes, it is. Very simple, economical German signal. So, you two killed Saeed Khalif.
But the slander, that cannot be proved.
Had to do it, I imagine. Saeed was the one chief that you couldn't buy or frighten with your witch doctor, so you got rid of him. Tomorrow morning, the witch doctor would have appeared. He'd have scared the daylights out of a weak and superstitious son, Nobi.
Told you I was fairly good at my work, Governor. And I am.
Yes, and then the witch doctor would have taken over everything. The British resident had to be bamboozled for 24 hours to keep him out of the way with a ghost story about a British agent. And there was a gunboat in the harbor in case of trouble.
Slight mistake there, Governor. There is a gunboat in the harbor.
Yes.
It's really worked out beautifully. The Emperor should be pleased. I don't think your White Queen will be very happy, though. I'm the great witch doctor to that frightened mob over there. Saeed is dead. And there's a German gunboat in the harbor.
Listen. I think I hear something.
Whoever's out there, stay back. Whoever's out there, stay back.
Bill, listen to me. Saeed's alive. He's alive.
This is impossible.
We can see him breathe. We don't even think he's badly hurt, but he's still in the cage, unconscious.
Still in the cage?
You mean they can't get him out of there?
If he wakes up or they attempt anything nearer, we'll tear him to pieces. The whole crowd over there is nearly crazy, but they don't dare go into the cage.
Well, gentlemen, you should have been more careful. If they do get Saeed out of there alive, you're done for.
Be quiet. Listen.
Nobi and the rest of the natives are coming up here now.
See here, miss. Are you talking about the old boy's son?
Nobi, yes. He wants to see the witch doctor.
The witch doctor? This puts you in some slight trouble, Carl.
Listen to me, miss. I couldn't get that old buzzard from out of the way from a mad lion, even if I... I've got to get out of here.
Too late now, my dear witch doctor. The natives have surrounded the house.
Who's that?
It's Nobi. He's coming down the hall.
Seema! Abu Dusame! My Nobi. Speak white language. Carry Sultan's wand. Witch doctor? Much respect. Fall on floor.
Go ahead. Play your part, Carl. Play your ruddy part.
Get up again. Great medicine man. Father hurt. In cage with lion. You come.
Say something, Carl. You can't be a dumb wizard.
You come.
My dear Nobi, my friend. The witch doctor can't understand you.
Be witch doctor. Not speak everything. Bad witch doctor.
No. It is not that. He does not hear you. He's in another world. See how his eyes close. See how he sway.
I know this. He saved my father. Or maybe all of you. We will kill all white people here. Witch doctor saved my father from lion. You come.
Nobby, listen to me. You needn't worry. The great witch doctor can save your father.
Go in cage?
No, not go in cage.
Strike with fire?
Yes, that's it. Strike with wizard fire. Open heaven. Flash great light. Nero scream and die. Father save.
Carl, you must not save him. If he remain alive, he will talk. Then the natives will know.
You're not one to save father?
The witch doctor does want to save your father, Nobby. You see that gun under his arm?
Gun? Gun no good. Not use gun. Only wound lion. Lion in pain, kill father.
No, that's not like your muskets, Nobby. It's an express gun. It's a magic gun.
Magic gun?
Listen, Nobby. Magic gun save your father with one shot. Just like that. Lion fall over dead. Your father well again. And our friend.
We use gun. Give me gun.
No, you could not use it, Nobby. Witch doctor can use it best. Tell him to use it. Tell him to be sure that he hits the lion.
Now look here, Harris. I've had enough of this.
Yes, Nobby. If he wants to hit Nero with that white fire, he can strike the lion dead before you could wink your eyes.
Then do.
You better try it, Carl. And you better not miss him, or you know what'll happen to every white person in this room.
My hands are shaking.
Magician with shaky hands? That won't do.
I take your shoulder. You follow. Yala, Ngomba! All come! By palace door. All caught over river, bright as day. 1,000 torches, all make light. Now do. Now do!
See how quiet they get when Nobby raises his hands. They're praying.
So are we.
Won't do it.
You better. I told you that. They're out of hand now. If you miss, you're no witch doctor. And if you had any thought of hitting Saeed instead, just imagine what they do to you.
I can't see. These torches blind me.
You do.
I think the old man's moving. If he stirs, the lion will kill him. You know what that means. That's right. Come with a rifle.
My hands are shaking.
Be careful of your sights. It's a point-blank shot. No.
Allah! Who called?
All right, Nobby. The lion is dead. They can go in and carry your father out now.
Lion dead? German magic is great magic.
Yes, Nobby, it is. But English magic is greater.
English magic better than German magic?
Yes, Nobby, and I'll prove it. Turn around. Look out towards the harbor. I stand here. I wave my hand, like this, nothing up my sleeves. I wouldn't deceive you for the world. I wave my hand towards the gunboat in the bay. The gunboat sails away. English magic, Nobby. English magic.
And so ends The Lord of the Witch Doctors. Tonight's story of suspense.
I'm listening to Arthur's Grand Hour on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford. Tough, free-form radio.
Yes, this is the Grand Hour. here on 91.5 FM and or WMFO.org, Tufts Freeform Radio, as the show ID says. That was, you know, a little pre-World War II there. Suspense, Lord of the Witch Doctors. An original air date of the 27th of January, 1942. I'm going to go ahead and fulfill an FCC obligation here.
This is a firearm safety PSA. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0. All guns are always loaded. Rule 1. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Gun safety. WMFO, Medford.
Thank you, Digital George and Digital Henry, for that pre-pandemic in-studio recording of that PSA from the book. For the second half of the show, we're going to visit a show that I'm not too keen on, but at least it doesn't star Richard Boone. This is Have Gun, Will Travel. It stars a friend of the show, John Daner. And I want to say this ran concurrent with the one with Have Gun, Will Travel that was on the television starring Richard Boone. I think he would join it later because this is like one of the earlier episodes. It didn't run that long on radio either. This is titled The Outlaw Manfred Holt. An original air date of the 14th of December. Not too bad. Today is the 15th, huh? 1958. Thanks for listening.
Killed 9 men. I never heard anyone say you made allowances for your opponent's ability with a gun. Have Gun, Will Travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin. San Francisco. 1875, the Carlton Hotel, headquarters of the man called Paladin.
Good morning, Mr. Paladin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Paladin.
Good morning, Mr. Davis. I'm going to be at the Pacific Union Club. I was wondering if there's any mail for me.
Clerk, a room, please.
And do you have a reservation?
No reservation. This trip came up suddenly.
You have references?
I'm Ned Alcorn, president of the Citibank in Placerville. Here are my credentials.
Oh, yes, of course, Mr. Alcorn. If you will sign here. Excuse me, Mr. Paladin.
Wait a minute, clerk.
Yes, sir?
I want you to take a good look at this picture.
Manfred Holt wanted dead or alive, $2,000 reward.
This man might show up here.
A desperado here in San Francisco?
May I see that, please?
Oh, I beg your pardon?
I'm sorry. My name is Paladin, Mr. Alcorn. I couldn't help overhearing.
Oh.
This Manfred Holt, wasn't he to be hanged last week in Placerville?
Why, yes. He broke out of jail 3 days ago. Killed 2 deputies.
You think he's coming here?
I think so, yes. He's killed 9 men, and he'll come after me sooner or later.
Why?
Well, I was the chief witness against him at the trial.
Oh, I see.
His wife's living in a cabin up in Grass Valley. She had a son born while the trial was on. Holt swore in court that he'd see the infant and then come after me.
Well, it'd probably be better for you if Holt was stopped in Grass Valley, wouldn't it?
Of course. As it is, there's a sheriff and a couple of deputies chasing him up there, for all the good it'll do. This makes the fourth time Holtz got away from Sheriff Ludlow. Oh, that sheriff's not too smart.
I'm no bounty hunter, Mr. Alcorn. However, I am available for a fee.
To do what?
Here. My card.
Have gun, will travel.
There's nothing funny about loneliness. Yet one of America's funniest guys, a man who lives by laughs, is haunted by loneliness. His name, Jerry Lewis. In the latest issue of Look magazine, in an exclusive story entitled Always in a Crowd, Always Alone, you'll find out exactly what Jerry Lewis is like. Look tells you why, when Jerry goes on stage, he carries nothing in his pockets except pictures of his family, and what happened when he forgot those pictures. Why does such a successful man drive himself so hard he ends up in the hospital? You'll learn in Look what Jerry thinks about, how he feels inside when he clowns for a nation of television viewers. How much time does Jerry spend with his four boys? What is his home like? And what was Patty's little speech that made such an impression on him about all the girls he'd meet on tour? For the intimate and often startling story of Jerry Lewis, don't miss the latest issue of Look magazine, the issue with Jerry and Patty on the cover, at your newsstands now. Get Look today.
It was a long ride from San Francisco to Grass Valley, and I had a lot of time to think about this outlaw, this Manfred Holt, who had killed nine men. Nine men lying dead somewhere because of him. And his wife had just born him a child. It was a strange sort of cycle. Near noon of the second day, I rode out into a wide meadow and suddenly pulled up short. Three men were spread out along the side of a knoll, their rifles ready. They were working towards a thicket in the middle of the clearing. I dismounted and walked forward.
Give it up, Holt. You don't have a chance. That blamed ornery fool.
Hey, Sheriff! Look behind you!
What? What are you doing here, mister?
I want to talk to you, Sheriff. I'm coming in.
Where'd you come from?
San Francisco. Are you Jake Ludlow?
Maybe I am.
That's Manfred Holt you've got boxed up over there.
What do you know about all this?
A man named Alcorn wants me to see that Holt has returned to Placerville. I was on my way to his wife's cabin.
So was Holt when we caught up to him.
Is Holt alone?
Yeah, just him. He's got a saddle horse and a pack horse.
Then you don't need any help.
Not unless you want to save us some time and start digging his grave.
He might surrender.
You think I'd chance 2 days on the trail back to Placerville with Holt? He's already killed two of my deputies.
He was tried and found guilty. They're going to hang him, aren't they?
Hang later or shot now. What's the difference?
Well, the difference between justice and
hey,
murder.
Sir! He's coming out. I can see his horse.
It's a pack horse. Stop him, Ed. Bring him down. That's fine shooting, just fine. You missed him.
It was too late. He was flying.
You crazy-eyed fool.
What are we going to do, Sheriff?
Start closing in. I'll come in from this side.
You think he's still in there?
Better put that fancy gun in your hand. You might need it.
Perhaps he was under the canvas on that pack horse.
Who are you, mister?
Name's Paladin.
All right, Paladin. Keep your eyes open.
Sheriff, he's gone. Ain't nobody in these trees. Looks like he got away from us again.
And what did you do to stop him?
There are his shells. He was firing from here. And he crossed over to here, where his horses were, and he climbed on one, the pack horse.
He was under the canvas. That slippery, murdering devil. Gage, you follow his trail. Me and Abel hit straight for his cabin. One way or other, we'll find him.
His saddle horse is over there. You want him?
No, he just slows up. Leave him be.
Sheriff, I'll meet you at the cabin.
Look, Paladin, you cross Holt's trail, just get out of the way. There's 11 men I know of tried to beat him on the draw. They're all wearing marble slab hats now.
The sheriff and his partner, Abe, headed out for Holt's cabin while the other deputy, Gage, followed the trail of the pack horse. When they were well on their way, I moved over towards the biggest cottonwood in the thicket. You can come down out of that tree now, Holt. There's no point in trying to shoot. You make too good a target against the sky.
All right, I'm coming down.
Why do you throw your gun down first?
Here it is.
All right, come on down.
How'd you know I was still here?
You rode the pack horse under the tree and swung up a branch without touching the ground. How'd you get the horse to keep running? Slip a burr under the pack saddle?
Sharp rock. Hate to do it to old Jenny, but she'll keep going till she shakes that rock loose. You knew all the time, huh? What's your name?
Paladin.
Why don't you tell Ludlow?
He would have killed you.
And you, what you gonna do?
I'm taking you back to Placerville.
To be hung at a county fair while they hawk buttons off of my shirt as souvenirs?
Let's go.
Man ought to be let die like a man at the hands of a man. What are you messing in this for, anyway? The reward?
Alcorn hired me to see that you don't reach him.
Alcorn? Hired your gun out of that quivering tub of gully mud. Can't even fight his own fights.
Against you?
Well, any man can't handle a gun. Got no business west of the Mississippi.
All right, mount up.
Yeah. Look, Paladin. Half day's ride from here is my cabin. My wife and my boy are there. I got a present to give the boy.
I see.
If you let me get the cabin first, I'll go quiet with you to Placerville. No trouble. You got my word. I'm not begging, mister. I'm offering my word.
The sheriff will be waiting at the cabin.
I'm going to give my son his present.
You've never seen your son?
No. He'd only been around 3 weeks.
Then you ought to see him before you go to Placerville. Let's go.
Of all reading filters, cigarettes, Kent filters best, Kent filters best. It makes good sense when you smoke Kent, Kent filters best. Of all of the brands of cigarettes, Kent tastes the best, Kent tastes the best. A richer taste than all the rest, Kent filters best.
The country, though. I tell you, the Sierra's about every place beat.
Good country.
There's a narrow trail up ahead going up over that cliff. We'll save some time.
Okay, we'll take it.
Wish my stomach had quit barking.
Hungry?
Be chewing on this horse. He'd hold still long enough.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, have some of this.
Jerky. Used to like jerky until I married up with Sarah. Got used to woman cooking. It's pretty good. This here's a trail I mentioned.
All right, you lead the way.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yes, sir. A woman sure changes a man.
Well, it's too bad she didn't change her ways with a gun. You might have had more time together.
Man has to be the way he is. I don't like somebody, I reach for a gun just natural, the way you'd reach to scratch an itch.
Maybe.
Watch your step. This here's tricky ground.
Well, you can't go around killing everybody you don't like.
Does kind of sound like I got me some bad habits. Still, it don't seem right to hold a carnival and string me up. I got a son now. Can't you just see him going around saying my daddy got hung?
How a man lives is more important than how he dies.
But it's my finish they'll be remembering most. Up ahead around that bend where it gets steep. Narrow and steep. You hug the wall.
Okay.
Now, if my boy could say, my daddy stood up like a man in a gunfight. Got shot down like a man, working a gun. Now, that's something else again. Then I would... Hit Paladin, take hold of that horse!
I'll cinch you loose the saddle. Flip it!
Paladin? You hurt?
Nah, I'm all right. I'll need help getting up. Drop me a rope.
Paladin, you're down there on that ledge, and I'm up here.
Come on, man. Get a rope down
here.
You
see how it is. You know what I got to do. You're taking me back to hang.
Hurry up, Holt. This ledge won't hold me very long.
I'm real sorry, Paladin.
I thought you never killed a man except with a gun. Holt! Holt!
Grab this rope, Paladin.
I got it.
All right, mister. Come on up.
I got it. Thanks.
No thanks called for.
Yeah.
You didn't turn me over to Jake Ludlow when you could have, so you saved my life, man. You wouldn't have been down there if it wasn't. You went off of your trail so I could see my son. The way I see it now, we're quits.
All right. Neither of us owes the other anything.
Fair enough. You keep your eyes open now on. That's my cabin there.
Sheriff and Abe probably inside.
Paladin, I got to get in there.
You will.
What you got in mind?
I'm going to wedge this. Ooh, now. Oh. Wedge this pebble between the shoe and the hoof of my horse.
What for?
They're mine. Now, you stay out of sight until Ludlow and his man ride out.
Boy.
Come on, boy. Come on.
Finally got here, huh, Paladin?
Sheriff, your man Gage caught up to Manfred Holt back near where you had him cornered this morning.
He got him?
No, he didn't.
Oh. Gage dead?
He was still able to talk when I left him back at the clearing. It wouldn't hurt to get him to a doctor.
Bad, huh?
Well, there's nothing I could do for him.
Abe? No, I'm not going nowhere. Not alone. Not with Holt out there someplace. All right, get our horses. We'll go together. Okay. What's the matter with your horse, Paladin?
He's gone lame. I can't ride this way.
You sure can't.
Looks like I'm stuck here.
Well, you better hide in the woods till we get back.
Mm.
Here we are, Sheriff.
All right. If Holt gets here before we get back, use that gun.
All right.
Time was when the sedan chair was considered the height of luxury. When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, a sedan chair doesn't seem like much of a luxury at all. Tuned to a radio network like the CBS Radio Network, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. Because a network like CBS Radio is made up of many stations, stations like the one you're listening to now, the smartest supper clubs from New York to San Francisco invite you to dance to the music of their big-name bands night after night. Because CBS Radio's vast network facilities extend in every direction, you can laugh with the funniest comedians in Hollywood or on Broadway. Then move on to a serious discussion of space-age problems, and all in the course of an evening. By all means, use that sedan chair if you have one. But if you want to go places fast, take CBS Radio along.
The little cabin sat quiet and alone in the lush green valley. There was only a dust cloud over in the west to show where Ludlow and Abe were tracking the other deputy. I turned and motioned Holt to come in.
Sure was some whopper you told Ludlow.
Look, we won't have much time before they find Gage. You better give your son his present.
Paladin, guess you and me now reached a point where we stop counting what we owe each other.
Manfred?
Sarah. Oh. What's this I hear about you breeding boy children?
Oh, Manfred.
Oh, no, Sarah. Don't be carrying on so. You knew I'd be along.
I knew.
I brought friends, Sarah. Here's Mr. Paladin.
Mrs. Holt.
Won't you come in?
No, thank you. I'll stay out here. You two have a lot of talking to catch up on.
Well, that's true.
That's surely true. Come on now, Sarah. You show me what you've been up to. Sorry it was so long in there, Paladin. Takes a lot of talking for a woman to tell about bearing a child.
Yeah, I guess it does.
It's good drinking water, ain't it?
That's a good pump you got here, too.
I got me a son, Paladin. Fine strapping son.
Did you give him his present?
I sure did. I give him my name. Manfred Holt, Jr.
I see you picked up a present for yourself.
Yeah, the gun. You know, it's funny, Paladin. A fella like me has just got to have one.
Yeah. Let's get moving. Sheriff will be back any minute.
I'm not going to Placerville with you.
Yes, you are, Holt.
Not for that crowd waiting there in Placerville. Not until I find Ned Alcorn, anyway.
He hired me to see that you don't kill him.
I never would feel right knowing he's walking the same earth I am. I'd see he had a gun.
Now, we've talked about that, Holt. He's not very good with a gun.
Too bad.
If you went on, there'd be other men. Some of them pretty helpless that you wouldn't like. You'd have to kill them.
A man just has to be what he is. I guess that holds for you, too.
That's right. Well, I was hoping it wouldn't turn out this way, Holt.
Ain't nothing you can do now to change it.
You won't ride back with me?
No.
Let's move away from the cabin.
She's been told not to come out till everyone's gone, no matter what. She won't.
All right. Here.
Don't try nothing fancy, Paladin. Wing and a shoulder of the lack. A man like me, you either kill or he kills you.
I know.
Of course, I'm figuring to beat you. I'm awful good. That pump. When the next drop of water falls, we both fire. Can you see it?
Next drop. Yeah, I can see it. Building up, Holt.
Yeah.
It's coming. Sorry, Manfred.
Sorry? For saving me from that Placerville circus? Manfred Jr., he don't like for his paw to get me.
Manfred? Oh, Manfred.
He wouldn't let me avoid it.
He told me it would be like this. That you might do this for him.
For him.
He's bound to come. We've always known that. He shared his life only with men he respected. So it was with his death.
It was nearly dusk when I'd finished the grave and fixed a simple marker to go on it. An evening breeze was coming fresh from the high mountains. And in the half light I could see Sarah, her son in her arms, standing by the cabin. Later, after I'd said goodbye and had ridden to the low hills that ringed the valley, I turned to look back again. Now there was no one in sight, but a trail of smoke came from the chimney, and I knew the woman was cooking the evening meal. And there was a wonderful peace in the meadowland.
Welcome home, Mr. Paladin.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
While you were away, the San Francisco papers carried the full story of your killing Manfred Holt and your reward.
$2,000.
Oh, and yes, Mr. Alcorn left this envelope for you. Here you are.
My fee. Yes, that's what I came back for. I'll be leaving in the morning, Mr. Davis.
Leaving so soon? Something important?
Very important. I have two envelopes I want to deliver to a young widow and her son in Grass Valley.
Mr.
have gun, will travel. Created by Herb Meadow and Sam Rolfe, is produced and directed by Norman McDonald, and stars John Daner as Paladin, with Ben Wright as Hayboy. Tonight's story was written by Sam Rolfe and adapted for radio by Frank Michael. Featured in the cast were Lawrence Dobkin, Frank Cady, Ralph Moody, Joseph Kearns, Gene Lansworth, and Sam Edwards. Hugh Douglas speaking. Join us again next week for Have Gun, Will Travel.
Probably next week, it's not going to be Have Gun, Will Travel, despite what was said there. It was Have Gun, Will Travel, starring John Daner. Again, Richard Boone would become Paladin on the TV version. And I want to say he came in at the end of this show and did the voice of Paladin. Here. I'll have to double check that for next time I feel like playing a Have Gun, Will Travel. That one's titled The Outlaw Manfred Holt. An original air date of the 14th of December, 1958. I did leave in those commercials. I've had some discussions with other DJs. They're considered more nostalgic than anything of any sort of commercial merit here in 2021, and in a couple of weeks, 2022. Just kind of the novelty of it kind of frames the period for when these were, let me try that again. Yes, there it is. Kind of frames the period for when these were recorded and written. My name is Arthur, and this has been the Grand Hour here at WMFO 91.5 FM and or WMFO.org. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll sign off, play out here with Along the Picket Fence with the Marysville High School Band. Thanks for listening. As it is rather catchy.